Hi friends, day 5 of 7-day podcast challenge with Anisha. I just have a question for everyone out there. What is that one thing that remains constant? Is there anything you feel that remains constant all the time? There is just one, and that is change. Change is the only constant thing in all our lives, no matter what. You have to accept the fact that times, people, technology, and you yourself change with time. There is absolutely nothing in this world that remains stagnant. Then why does things that did not work out yesterday bother you today? The day has changed, the date has changed, and so has the lost opportunity to change the wrong things. A new day is giving us another set of opportunities to start fresh and chase your dreams, finish the unfinished work, start new projects, and fulfill your dreams. But yet we are stuck in the past. But yet we ponder over things that are not in our control. You know, every time you don't let go of your past and work for your present, things do not change in the future. So first, please have that mindset that things are going to change. If you don't work on your knowledge, if you don't work on your growth, if you don't accept change with time, things in your life will remain stagnant and nothing will grow. So how do you bring about such changes? Let's just discuss in a few points. Number one, change your mindset from I can't to I can and I will. You know, this is one very small positive affirmation that you need to give yourself every day. Every time you feel that you can't do a particular job, just tell yourself I can and I will and give your 100% to it. And if you can't do it today, tomorrow, but I'm sure in the next 3-4 attempts, you will be able to do it. Because of that attitude, that you've already made up your mind that you can and you will. Take examples from people who are successful. See their lives, study their growth. Nobody becomes a success overnight. So it's very important that you study the pattern and see the untiring efforts that that person has made and failures that he has suffered before becoming that success that he is today. Leave behind your past. This is the most important thing that you can do right now. Live in the present, think about the future, and stop overthinking about your past. What has been done is done and dusted. You can't go back to your past and change it. What you can do now is take corrective actions and implement them to work for it in the future. Count your daily successes instead of failures. What we generally tend to do is we keep a track on how many times have you failed, and then that thought keeps us, you know, occupied, and you only think and regret about the times that things that did not work out. But what we miss out is counting the number of successes that we've reached, counting daily goals that we've achieved, and making them a positive feeling and feeling happy about them. We miss out majorly on that. So please tend to accept your failures, but don't keep a count on them. Just count the number of times you've achieved things and you've achieved your goals. Lastly, don't regret your mistakes. Success and failure are both part and parcel of life. If there is something that you should regret, is not taking chances. But don't regret the chances that you took and it did not work out. It did teach you a lesson. It did teach you an experience of failure. And that is the most important lesson that you should learn in life. So don't regret the mistakes that you've made. Rather, learn from them and move ahead in life. These are small things that I have learned in my life through my experiences. And it has really immensely helped me grow in my life. And I hope all these small tips help you as well. So thank you so much, and we'll see you again tomorrow.